listen to the Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hey Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
Okay, so who do you, I know it's only the second week, but who do you like at school this year?
Well, I really like the dog that they bring in to help with our anxiety.
Shannon, stop.
What?
I'm not doing this with you again, okay? I will hang up. I'm talking about boys that we like at school, not the dog, not who's our favorite teacher, okay? I'm
Ella,
trying with you.
You're being really scary.
No, I'm being assertive for once. I am trying with you.
Okay, well, Ella, it sort of sounds like you want to talk about who you like. Do you like anybody?
Of course I do. That's why I asked.
Who?
Okay. Don't tell a single solitary soul.
I won't. Is it the anxiety dog?
Shannon, what the...
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I thought about hanging up. I actually hovered the phone over the switch in my mom's kitchen just to be like, just hang it up. Just hang up the phone and be done with Shannon. Cut her out of your life forever. Walk away, and when you see her in school on Monday, don't even acknowledge her. Pretend like she's not even there. I thought about doing that to you. Do you know how messed up that is? We've been friends for 5 years.
Ella, are you okay?
No. I've been calling up every girl in our class tonight, trying to find someone to talk to me about boys. And everyone's busy, or everyone's out, and it's just you, Shannon. You're the only one left.
I'll talk to you about boys. Grover, the anxiety dog, is a boy, and he helps with our anxiety. We get to pet him if we get overwhelmed. Did you hang up?
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Who is this? Who did you call the house?
Oh, this is Shannon. I'm Ella's friend from school.
Oh, hold on. Ella, I'm sorry. I came into the kitchen because I heard somebody smash something in here. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Ella, your friend Shannon's on the phone. Okay. She's screaming in her room right now. What's going on? Were you talking?
Yes, tell her I'm really ready to listen, and I actually have a good plan.
Good plan? Ready to listen? This is above my pay grade. I'm just a stepdad. why don't we do this? Why don't she's pretty upset. Did you say something to her?
She's in there
with her mother
right now,
and they're both crying.
They're both crying? Please, just give me one more shot. I just want to talk to her.
Okay, give me a second. I mean, they are really both crying in there.
You don't want to have to deal with their emotions?
It's not that I don't want to have to deal with their emotions, but I feel like they're both in the middle of something, and I'm a new stepfather, so I don't really know where I fit in the dynamic yet.
That must be really hard.
Oh, boy, it is difficult. You know, I wish I had someone or something for emotional support. I don't know why I'm burdening you with this, Shannon. Absolutely not something I'm assuming 13-year-old girl needs to deal with. This is adult stuff.
Cool. Can you give the phone to Ella now?
It's the real problem is that.
Oh God, I heard him sit down.
I love Mary Beth, okay? But she, I think, is still hung up on her ex. And that's, you know, that's Ella's dad. He's always going to be a part of her,
yeah,
you know,
he's pretty
her
great.
Life.
And he's a doctor.
Was a doctor, okay? Just when you go to jail for what he did, you stop being able to call yourself a doctor. Just so I mean, I know he's a great guy, and I know it wasn't technically his fault, but he's not a doctor anymore.
I'm
going to
call her cell phone, I think.
Yeah. That's probably smart. Hello?
Ella? Ella? Ella?
Oh my God.
Hey, I'm sorry.
What do you want?
I want to talk about boys now. I want to talk about boys. I actually have an awesome plan.
Okay, Mom, I think I'm okay. Thank you. Yeah. Talk to him. Just go talk to him and tell him. Okay, what is it?
My plan. Okay, hear me out. We call the cutest boy at school. Okay?
Okay.
And I pretend I'm just talking to him. You'll see. You'll see. And I'll just pretend that I'm talking to him. And then we'll see how he really feels about you. And then he'll probably say that you're super cute. And then we can go from there.
Wait, is it the boy that I like?
Probably.
You never even asked me who I like.
Well, can I guess? I'll call him right now. I have the class syllabus with all the numbers at the front.
Emergency contacts,
I'm going to three-way call and patch you in. Okay.
Okay. Beep, 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 beep.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Grover?
Grover.
Hi, this is...
It sounds like someone needs to just relax, take a deep breath, think about the stars.
Hello? My stepdaughter just ran out of the room screaming.
Oh, that sounds very stressful. I think you should sit down and tell me about any of your hobbies.
Oh my God, I've been waiting for someone to ask me about any of my hobbies.
I'll leave you two to it.
Okay, I'm not really sure who that was.
Hi, this is Groupon. How can I help you?
Oh my gosh. Oh, thank God. You're a real person, right? I've been a hold up for like 3.5 hours.
I don't have to answer that. This is Groupon. How can I help you? Can I get your email?
Yeah, my email is DisneySlut174.
There's 173 other people who have... okay, Disney, that's not in my business. DisneySlut174. Huh,
at Hotmail.
At Hotmail. Yikes. Right. And which Groupon are we taking a look at today?
So I ordered a Groupon for a massage, but when I got there, the place felt like too clean.
Oh, too clean. Okay.
Yeah. It was like, have people even been here before? It made me kind of feel spooked. So I'd like to return it, please, for a full refund.
Okay. Yeah. I just need a little more information. I mean, typically we partner with new businesses to try and get them clientele that will eventually come back. So it probably was new. Can I ask the nature of you being spooked? Was there a chill in the room? Was there a cold spot?
No, it just looked like super clean.
Hmm. What I could do is I could refund this to Groupon credit, and you can use that to use a different...
Blech. No.
Did you eat something bad? Oh.
Blech. No. I don't want a Groupon credit. I want...
Okay, I'm going to have you talk to my manager. 1 second, please. Hey, this is Gary. How can I help you? Groupon.
Hi. I would like to return...
Can I get your email, please?
Yes, DisneySlut174@hotmail.com.
Oh, okay. And which Groupon are we taking a look at today?
The massage one that I ordered. I showed up to the place and it felt a little too clean in there.
Okay, I'm going to have you talk to my supervisor. 1 second, please.
Hello.
Hi. I've been on hold for like a few hours.
My name is Dennis. I am a Groupon supervisor.
Whoa.
How can I help you? Can I have your email?
Yeah, it's DisneySlut174.
How many T's?
Hotmail. 6.
DisneySlut 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And what were the numbers?
174.
174. And that's a Hotmail?
A Hotmail.com. Yeah,
okay,
I just
I'm gonna have to get you over to our customer service department.
Oh my God! Please don't put me on.
Hi, this is Groupon. How can I help you?
Hi.
Give me your email, please.
I'm DisneySlut174, and I would really, really love if I could get a refund on a massage.
This is gonna sound crazy. This is gonna sound insane. I just had somebody with a very similar email call. Do you know that person by chance? Is there like a DisneySlut community or?
Yes, is it which number? 173, 4, or 5?
I honestly can't remember. Can I ask which Disney character you think is the sluttiest?
Well,
is that what that means, or what does it mean?
Probably Iago from Aladdin. Can you help me?
Yeah. What Disney slut 174? What's the rest of it?
At hotmail.com. You know,
great.
I might.
You should always just say that full thing, just because I can't read mine.
You know what? I'm actually just gonna call back and just hope that I end up with a better result.
You're gonna get me.
Let's see.
Okay.
Let's just try.
Hey, this is Groupon.
Fuck.
Well.
Can I please have a return on my massage? Okay, I couldn't find the place. It wasn't too clean. I just couldn't find the place.
Yeah. I can skip my manager and escalate you straight to the top. Here we go. Hold one second.
Hi, this is DisneySlut174 at Gmail. No, at hotmail.com. I was wondering if I could get a return on a Groupon that I bought.
I'm sorry. My name is Jackson. I'm also calling to try to get a refund on a Groupon. I called Groupon.
They connected two people who are trying to get a refund?
Wait, what did you say your email was?
DisneySlut174 at hotmail.com.
I'm DisneySlut175 at hotmail.com.
Oh my god. I've seen you at the conventions.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought this was hold music. This is DisneySlut176 at hotmail.com.
Wait, you thought the conversation that we were having was hold music?
I thought it was like AI generated, like they heard my email and they're like, based on your email, let's generate like music that's like more talk. It's like talk music, like cake.
Wait,
or something.
Did we all buy a Groupon for the slutty Disney massage experience?
Yes. And
yes.
Could you not find the place when you went to go look for it?
Couldn't find the place.
Ugh.
This is classic. They got us. They absolutely got us.
Fair is fair.
Fair is fair.
Who wants to kiss? Hey, Dad. How's it going?
Hey, champ. Good. How are you? You sound so far away.
College is so fun so far.
Good.
2 weeks in. Loving it. You know how you gave me $1,000? For
yes,
the semester.
And I hope that this semester is a blast. I hope you can make that work in so many ways for you. And I know you will, kiddo.
Yeah, you were like, buy your books with it and maybe like some extra groceries beyond the meal plan. Buy yourself a nice dinner.
You like your Subway and your Panda Express, so you're probably, hey, you're living it up and having a ball. Well,
yeah.
So your mom just got in, so I'm gonna
head out. No, this is so weird. I was just wondering, just to be safe, just to know that it's there, can you send me
a gun?
Like $3,000?
Huh. $3,000. Sweetie, we had this conversation. I can barely afford to send you to college, so
what if
that's an impossibility.
Hypothetically, ordered $985 worth of Panda Express to impress my dorm mates. And all the money was gone, and I can't buy books. What would you say to that?
I'd say you better come home. I'd say we gave it a shot. Didn't pan out. You better come home.
I'm going to try Mom. Click. Hey, Mom. Mom, are you there?
$985?
He told you.
We talk. We're in love.
Dad.
Sorry.
Crystal. $985.
It was just on sides. I didn't get any entrees from. I just got.
You didn't get any entrees, Crystal. You got hosed.
They said that everyone. We thought it would be fun if the whole dorm floor got.
What was it? Was it a good time? Did you have fun? Did you have a good time?
No.
Ask her if all her friends jumped off a bridge. If she jumped off a bridge, ask her.
That's a great point, Brett. If all of your friends were on a bridge, would you jump off the bridge?
Okay, yes. After we had the Panda Express, we went bridge jumping. And I got Crystal. Really hurt. And I had to go to the hospital. And I can't pay my medical bill because I don't have the money.
Oh, my God. Well, you have to come home then.
No.
Do you know how many shifts at Shoe Carnival I would have to work to make up $985, Crystal?
I'm going to try Grandma.
Okay.
Click. Hello, Grandma?
$900-some and no entrees?
What?
Are you joking me?
Why? How are you talking so fast? I called you Mom.
Sorry.
My daughter and my son-in-law love me, and we communicate, okay? Is that so bad?
Can you please send me some Christmas money early so I can afford my book in college?
It's April 3rd, okay?
No, Grandma, it's September.
Huh.
It's 2 weeks into school. Why would it be April 3rd, Grandma?
Okay, all right. Yes, I knew that. Ask Uncle Santa for money if you want money before December.
Oh, ho, ho, Uncle Santa's phone.
Hey, Uncle Santa,
Crystal! Wow, I haven't heard from you in such a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and start the wiretap. All right, this is FBI wiretap 347. Start now.
We're gonna fucking get this guy.
Oh, ho, 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 Crystal, my girl. How's college?
Uncle Santa, so fun. Loving it so far. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10? It can only get better from there, Crystal.
Ho, ho, ho.
10 out of 10, is that code? They keep saying 10 out of 10, is that code?
Can I have my Christmas money a little early? Because there was an accident.
Crystal, now I'm Uncle Santa. If I gave you your Christmas money early, I'd have to give everyone their Christmas money early.
Well, can you do that?
You are one of my favorites, Crystal. Let's just go get the naughty or nice list and do a quick check.
There really is a list. Go, 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 go. All teams go.
Okay, looks like you were...
FBI, open up!
Get him! What the fuck is this? Who are you guys?
Get down!
He's floating! He's floating through the chimney!
Oh, you'll never catch me!
Grab his feet! I got his foot!
Hello, you've called the Esmeralda Hotline. I am a phone psychic. I can answer any question you have, and I will charge you $45 a minute. What is your question?
My name is Tommy Ferrari, and I want to know when I'm going to die.
All right, Tommy Ferrari, what is your favorite...
Pizza.
No, let's not rush this. I can really milk this question. I mean, think about this question. I'm seeing a car explode. I'm seeing you...
That's enough.
Die.
Okay, car explode. That's enough.
Okay, you probably have more questions, though. No, please. Oh, God, I don't get charged enough so they get to the minute mark. Damn it. Hello, this is Esmeralda. Thank you for calling my psychic hotline. I'll charge you $45 a minute if you make it to a minute or longer. What can I predict for you today?
My name is Jacob Puddles. I was just hoping to understand how I would die, the way that I would meet my end.
Puddles.
P-U-D-D-L-E-S.
Esmeralda is seeing all sorts of things about your future.
This is how I die. I just would like
love.
How I die.
Career. Spiritual
just
life.
Interested in how I would die.
You die in the slowest, most detailed filled way.
Okay, great. Thank you. Bye.
No. Oh, God. No. Oh. Fuck. Come on, Esmeralda. You got this. Okay. Okay. Hello. You've reached Esmeralda's hotline. I am a psychic. I can tell you anything you want to know. I charge you $45 a minute if you make it to a minute or longer. What can I predict for you today?
Hi. This is a call for Esmeralda Hotline. We want to know if you're happy with your car insurance. We can offer a competitive rate for Miss Esmeralda Hotline.
I'm not happy.
Would you like to hear more?
I'm not happy.
I heard I'm not happy.
which means you'd like to get a new provider. You're not happy with your old provider. For yes, say yes. For no, scream yes.
Yes.
I couldn't tell if you were screaming. Please try that again.
Yes.
A bit of a warble, but still unclear. Go ahead and clearly scream yes or say yes.
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and transfer you to Groupon.
Hey, Esmeralda, I'm looking at the billing for the month.
Yeah.
Some of our other operatives, they're doing quite well.
Sure.
You had a $480 charge to an automated voice machine?
That was an accident.
I hate to do this. That has to come out of your paycheck.
No, please. My paycheck was already zero. You're taking my money then.
I just don't understand. What are you doing? I mean, you're not letting the people, you're not leaving them on the hook long enough. You're just going straight to all the information. You're better than this, Esmeralda.
Give me another shot, boss. I promise I'll be good.
I mean, I'm not giving you a shot out of the goodness of my own heart. You have a $480 hole that you have to dig your way out of, okay?
I can do it. I can do it.
Okay.
Okay. I had the phone ring. Hello, thank you for calling Esmeralda's psychic hotline. What would you like to know?
Huh. No one's ever asked me that before. What would you call me? What does somebody never ask? What's something you wish someone would ask you?
Oh my goodness, I love that. Ask me if you'll get enough sleep across your life. No one's ever asking about that.
Will I get enough sleep across my life?
You will not.
You're beautiful. What are you doing later?
I am hanging up on you. I panicked.
She almost fell for it. She almost fell for it. Team, hold, standby. FBI team, standby. We almost got her.
I don't know, boss. That had FBI vibes written all over it.
Yeah, well, most of them do. Most of them do, and there's nothing we can do about it. Poison Control, this is Sam. How can I help you?
Hi, we have an emergency.
Okay.
My sister we did the Tide Pod Challenge at the same time as the Cinnamon Challenge, and she's...
I'm not familiar with either challenge. Did you ingest any poison?
What are you, like a million years old?
I'm 51.
Do you have TikTok?
What's that?
Download TikTok.
Download TikTok. Is this an app or a poison?
It's an app. Well, oh boy, buddy, you nailed it. It's both.
This is poison control. Did you ingest a poison? If you did, I have to look up in the binder.
I did. My sister ingested a Tide Pod, like a Tide Pod. Yeah.
Tide Pod, like from the ocean?
What? No, like Tide detergent. They have detergents that are little pods now. What do you use
detergent.
For detergent? What do you use for detergent?
Hold on. Dish
the
or
whites
or
of my eyes are blue.
Stop
dish
looking
or
in the
laundry.
Mirror, Melissa.
Dish or laundry.
Hold on, I'm going to put Melissa on the phone. This is my sister, Melissa. Melissa, here.
Hi, you've called Poison Control. This is Melissa.
I'm Sam. I'm from Poison Control. Melissa, this is very important. What did you ingest?
How do you do, Monsieur Sir? I would like a... What do I want? A number two with...
This is not
pickles?
A drive-thru. This is Poison
pickles?
Control. Can you please put your brother, I believe, back on the phone?
My brother?
I think he described you as his sister. Does that... Would it be...
Yeah, I have a brother.
Yes, could you put him back on the phone? I really need to figure out what you ingested.
He's on the phone with Poison Control right now. He can't come to the phone right now. What did you ingest, sir?
It's not about what I ingested, but I did have a California burrito, which I've never had before, and it's really not sitting well with me.
Okay, you're going to want to take a Tums and a Pepto-Bismol and then call us back if nothing changes in the next 90 minutes.
Okay, a Tums and a... Wait a second, you shouldn't take both of those together? Are you really Poison Control? No, Sam, what are you talking about? You're Poison Control.
Oh, my teeth are falling out. Give me a minute.
Give you a minute? Did
Here's
you ingest
brother.
Detergent?
Here's my brother.
Hello? Hello?
Why did you let her be on the phone for so long?
Listen, I think it's really taken effect. I don't know how much time she has left. Should I take her outside or something? Should she be outside? Would that help? Does that help with poison?
No,
or should I put some laundry in her mouth to like help soak it up?
Can you get her to throw up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ew!
Okay, did she throw up?
It was a dry heave.
Okay, can you try something else to get her throw up? Did you poop yourself? Was that what I heard?
Do you not know what farts are?
How old are you? Sorry, it just sounded wetter. It sounded wetter than a fart.
Well, that's why you're not a doctor, and that's why you're poison control.
Okay,
which is where doctors go to die.
First of all, in my country, I was a doctor, and now I'm not anymore.
What country are you in?
The United States.
Yeah, me too. Same country. You don't have to say my country. We're both in the same country.
I don't know what country you're from.
Oh, she's vibrating.
Hi, thank you for calling poison control. This is Melissa. How can I eat you? Oh, yes.
Play along. Please play along.
Play along? I guess feet first?
Feet first. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you happy?
Well, no, not exactly. I was happy for a time.
Okay, what you're going to want to do, eat a Tide Pod and a cinnamon, and then call us back if nothing changes in 90 minutes.
Can't be any worse than the way that my life is going now. Guess I'll get a Tide Pod from the break room. Some cinnamon also from the break room. A weirdly big break room at Poison Control. Hold on a second. There's a laundromat. I'm in a laundromat. I don't work for Poison Control.
Thank you so much for hopping on the phone with me. We just do these pre-screen interviews, just so we don't waste anyone's time to have you come down to interview in person. I'm just going to jump right in.
Okay. Hey, and just so you know, I'm a conjoined twin. What's your first question?
Oh, great. My first question is, what makes you a good fit for working at the Taco Bell headquarters?
Stop it, Darren. Stop it. It's my turn. Darren, it's my turn to use the neck. What was the question?
What makes you a good fit for working at the Taco Bell headquarters?
Clothes don't fit.
Okay,
customized.
Sure don't fit. What wakes you up in the morning? What motivates you to get out of bed?
The sun. My alarm.
I love that answer. It's a great answer.
You.
The sun.
Darren, stop it.
Can you put Darren on the line?
Yeah, one second. Darren, she wants to talk to you.
Okay, fine. Hello, this is Darren.
Yeah, hi, Darren. It's me.
It's who? I'm sorry. I don't know who you are.
Michelle.
Michelle.
We dated for 4 months.
Michelle.
I offered to get
Michelle.
Your brother a job at Taco Bell headquarters. That's what's happening is currently.
Give me a last initial, Michelle.
Are you serious? You went on vacation with my family.
Were you there as well? Was it a vacation with you? Or is it just...
Yeah.
Michelle. When did we date?
We broke up like 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago? Ooh, 2 weeks. When was 2 weeks? Would that be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday? April? Was that in April?
What is happening? Okay, you know what? Either you admit that you remember me and that I broke your heart.
You know what?
Or what?
Sometimes my brother gets a lot of my memories. Sometimes they leave and my brother gets
a lot. I know that's not true and you're just being a dick.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know more about being a conjoined twin than me, a conjoined twin?
No.
Wow, Lisa. It's starting to make
Michelle.
A lot of sense why we
Michelle.
Broke up.
Michelle.
I don't know who that is.
Is this Michelle? Michelle, I suddenly have all these memories. I was there on the vacation with you.
You both were.
I remember it all.
Well, you've passed the pre-screen. We'll set up an interview. It's 10 a.m. Thursday, okay, in person for you?
I have a date.
My brother has a date.
Excuse me. Excuse me, is this Grant Montgomery on the line?
Yeah, this is Grant Montgomery, Montgomery's Pub. How can I help you?
Very good, Mr. Montgomery. Ahoy, hoy. I just had a question for you, a query, really.
Sure.
Is your refrigerator running? Is the pub's refrigerator running?
Yeah, we got a lot of refrigerators here. Did Eddie say there was a problem or? No, it looks like everything's running over here.
Oh, it is running.
Yeah, it's running.
Good.
Ask him.
Hello?
Should I pay off the refrigerator thing?
Yeah.
Hello?
Do it.
Oh, some refrigerator.
I'm going to pay off your refrigerator. Send me the bill. I'll pay it off.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to pay off your refrigerator.
Oh, my God. This is huge. Oh, my God. The tavern's underwater with bills. You would do that?
Yes. Yeah, just send me the bill.
Okay, it's like $1,300. Thank you so much. What did you say your name was?
I didn't.
May I ask your name?
Sure, Philip.
Hey, everybody. The bar's problems are over. A guy named Philip just called, and he's going to pay off the refrigerator for the bar.
Sorry, I didn't say my last name. Philip, do you want to hear my last name?
Yeah. Oh, my God, Philip. I'm so sorry. I'm so excited. I didn't even think to ask. What's your last name, buddy? You're my favorite guy in the world.
My butt?
I'm sorry?
Philip, my butt?
I'm not getting that, friend. Can you say that again?
Philip, my butt.
Hey, everybody in the bar. This guy wants to fill up his own butt. Ha 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 ha. Never try to fuck with an owner of a tavern ever again.
Oh, no.
Again, you little shitbag kid.
Hang up. He's going to find us.
I don't know
it's
how.
Too late. It's too late. I already traced the call. You stayed on the line way too long.
What? Oh,
you know
oh,
what I'm
no.
going to do when I find you?
What?
I don't know. You know what? For a second there, I was going to say, like, kill you or something. But then I was like, that might be too rough, right? That doesn't seem commiserate.
It's a bit extreme, yes. Sorry,
yeah,
My daughter and I, we're time travelers in a sense. Time traveling only through the phone. So you see, this is a very new device where we're from.
We're 12-year-olds who live down the street.
Come on.
We're four houses down on the left.
Hey, you know what? You kids, you just can't stop lying, can you? You got a fucking problem with lying.
We're five houses down on the left. I'm sorry.
You know what? Here's what's going to happen. Every day after school this entire week, you're going to come to the bar, and I'm going to make you clean. And then maybe at the end of that week, you might have learned a lesson about why you shouldn't be messing with tavern owners.
No, sir.
We get to go to the bar. We get to hang out at the bar. Yes.
All right, so here's the bar. That's all the condom machines. The refrigerators are in the back. We don't open for another 3 hours.
Oh, is your refrigerator running?
I'm sorry?
Refrigerator.
This is your one chance to make something of yourselves before you end up in fucking juvie or jail or dead or worse. And you want to throw it all away, all the goodwill that I've given you, Grant, from Montgomery's Pub, on is my refrigerator running?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the way you want to play it? I think it is running. I think my refrigerator is running. What do you have to say to me now?
You better.
What do you have to say to me now, you little shitheads?
You better go catch it.
I better go catch it?
If I go catch it.
I better go catch it?
Good.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. You are now hereby banned from Montgomery's Pub and all of its three locations in the greater St. Paul area.
No.
Get the fuck out. And I never want to see you two shitbird kids ever again.
Pranked.
Ah, I got pranked.
We're both 28, dude. We're both 28.
We're 28,
you just got
dude.
Fucked. You just got
You're fucked.
Fucked.
We're actually from the health department, idiot.
No.
Pranked.
You got pranked.
And I was lying about my refrigerators being in working order.
Yeah, we got your ass.
Thank you for calling WTV and Chicago's favorite number one radio show. We got a caller on the line telling us about a kooky way they got dumped. Who's on the line, where you're from, and how did you get dumped?
Hey, Kelly, this is Jack from the North Shore. I just wanted to say I heard about your drinking problem, and
whoa!
I hope you're getting the help that you need, and... It's just, it's a shame that this is happening to you. I think that you're a strong person, Kelly. I've always admired you.
Jack,
and,
who put you through on the line? What is your kooky breakup story?
Just a lot of people in the North Shore are very concerned about you, Kelly, and we love
you.
What
if it's just my personality? What if I'm not showing up drunk to work in the morning and this is just how I am?
I don't know. I choose not to believe that, Kelly. I choose to believe that you'll get through this. And it's,
all right, caller
you know,
number two. What's your name? Where are you from? And what's a kooky way that you got broken up with?
Oh, I got on. Hey, Kelly, this is Todd.
Todd, where are you from? What's your kooky breakup story?
Come on, Kelly. You broke up with me by leaving me Post-its. It's a little breadcrumb trail of Post-its all the way to the bathroom mirror. And then
That's
the final
right.
Post-it on the bathroom mirror said, take a good, hard look inside this thing and realize why I don't want to be with you. I thought that was a little harsh. I've never fully recovered. My confidence is shattered. And yeah, so I guess that's my kooky story.
I did that so someone would be able to call in. I was worried that no one would have a kooky breakup story. So I put
sugar
it
in my gas
my
tank,
own
Kelly.
Hand.
Sugar in my gas tank.
Sorry. All right, caller number three. I don't know who that was. Where are you from? Why? And what is your kooky breakup story?
Hi, Kelly. This is Nancy from Ukrainian Village.
Nancy, thank you so much for calling. Tell us about kooky way that someone broke up with you.
I used to be a nurse, and I was working very long hours, just long hours, long shifts. And one way that I would deal with that was I would have a couple drinks in the morning. But eventually, it's hard to talk about. I injured a patient while I was drinking, and
I'm gonna
I got the
hang up now,
help
Nancy.
That I needed. And Kelly, I hope that
and
you...
click. Hey, I'm Kelly. Well, if some of you are just joining us, I'm Kelly. We're gonna do WGBN, and then I Chicago's number one radio station for the morning ride and commute. I'm reacting to all your kookiest break. I have to spin. Sorry. Are we alive still?
The year was 1823. I had just
Hello?
Turned 30 years old, and I took a walk into the forest. Little did I know what was waiting for me in those woods. As I walked, the branches cracked and creaked and broke beneath my feet. A blade swung towards my face, catching me right between the eyes, cutting my brain from my head. Ever since then, I've walked those woods, known only as the Headman.
I think you've called the wrong number.
Oh? What is this? What is this number?
Are you looking for the Ghost radio show? There are a couple dials to the right.
Oh, apologies. What's this category? Maybe I have a story.
A kooky breakup story.
No, never dated. Never had the chance, for when I walked in the woods, the blade caught me right betwixt the eyes, severing thought from body.
I need to stop drinking. Enough is enough.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Ghost Talk. If you're just joining us from the break, we are still on the line with Doug. Doug is from North Center in Chicago. And Doug was, I hope, getting to the part of the story where he meets some sort of ghost or supernatural demon or something. So far, it's a lot about how your ex left you at, you know, the altar, but really hoping a ghost part. Not, no pressure, Doug, because you
So that's what I'm saying is that we were at the altar, and she was starting to walk up the, you know, with to the music, whatever the graduation music is, and then she ran off. She ghosted me. So, and she left me with the bill. So it's been a hard time. So any advice you have?
The ghost sounds real. I'm not really equipped to deal with anything besides. Is the ghost real? That's really what we can really sink our teeth into.
Same story, but my fiance is a ghost.
Okay, no, this helps. This helps. Look, it sounds like she's a bad ghost, a vengeful ghost.
Yeah.
And not the ghost for you. It sounds like there are many other ghosts in the proverbial sea, and you just have to see the ghost that you see.
Huh.
Does that help?
I'll let it help. Thank you.
Perfect. Okay. Again, prompts from callers in the Chicagoland area to come in and bring your spookiest, scariest ghost story. I don't know why it is that we're getting so many kooky breakup stories today on the program. We're going to try one more call. You're on the line. What's your story?
Okay. So picture this. I'm on a roller coaster.
Oh.
We make it to the top point, and then he says, I'm breaking up with you.
Okay, and he was a zombie, or he was dead the whole time?
Yeah, he was a zombie.
A vampire. He was a zombie! Get her number. We're going to send her a prize pack. A Papa John's Pizza. This is Troy.
Hey, yeah, Troy, I ordered 6 pizzas maybe an hour and a half ago.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. And they did not get delivered? Or they did get delivered?
No, they got delivered.
They got delivered. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, good.
I just think it's so rare in today's day and age for someone to call with something positive that I just want to say, nice fucking job, man. Whoever, I don't know who baked these pies, nice fucking job. Perfect crust, crispy on the bottom, cheese is oozing. The coverage of the toppings, just a phenomenal job all around. Big fan.
That was me. I've been making and taking because I'm the only one here today. Yeah.
Yeah. Congrats. That's outstanding job. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it, man. But it's just like we're really slammed, and I do have to.
And just real quick before you answer the phone. Do I get like a free?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah. Man. Sorry. Yeah. But it was really nice of you to call.
Fuck.
Thank you so much.
Fuck.
Can't hang up. I can't hang up. So I have to wait until you hang up.
Fuck this. Someone told me if you call with something positive that Papa John's would give you a fuck. This sucks.
No, it doesn't suck. You got pizzas that you liked.
You know, no, I didn't like them. I thought that they're Papa John's pizzas, okay? Fuck. You know what?
Sir... I got a lot of other calls coming. I can't hang up until you hang up.
I'm going to hold you hostage. No. I'm holding you hostage.
Sir, please. A lot of people want their pizzas. A lot of people are trying to get pizzas.
Yeah. I want a free pizza. Give me a free pizza.
Fine.
Venmo
yes,
me.
Fine.
Venmo me.
Fine.
Okay, perfect.
I'm not going to Venmo you, okay? I'll give you, next time you come in, I'll give you a free pizza.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Papa John's, this is Troy. How can I help you?
Is this Papa John's?
This is a Papa John's pizza restaurant. This is Troy. Yes.
Well, there's something I want to say to you.
Okay.
I ordered 2 pizzas about 40 minutes ago.
And when they
got here, they were the perfect temperature. Wow. You timed that awesome.
Thank you.
Delicious.
I'm all by myself today. So I'm taking the orders and making the orders and sending them out. Yeah. Thank you.
You're incredible.
Wow, I really appreciate that. Thank you, and have a good night.
Do I?
Did you hang up? I'm sorry. No. Hello.
I just thought that maybe I would. I heard that you get a little something.
You heard what? I'm sorry, ma'am. Can you speak up?
I heard that you get a little something if you call and.
Stop, ma'am. Stop. I don't.
If you some ass.
I don't know what that. I don't know what that's referring to.
Maybe a little extra pizza.
No, ma'am. You want free pizza. You're calling to give me a compliment to get free pizza.
No, I want to give you a compliment, and then I want you to give me free pizza.
Can I ask you, ma'am, who did you hear this from that I did this? Who did you hear this from that I do this? Because I don't do this.
Everyone.
Everyone?
I feel like the whole town's talking about it.
Ma'am, it's really busy. I have to go. Can you please? I can't hang up until you hang up.
Fuck! Fuck!
Ma'am, no.
Oh my God, fuck!
It's not.
Damn.
No, it's.
Ugh.
Why?
I'm so hungry. Because
you didn't get a free pizza.
Number three. God.
Fine, fine, fine. I will give you a free pizza the next time you come in, okay?
Okay, great.
But I will you please hang up? Because I can't hang up until you hang up.
Okay, but you have to promise.
I promise, ma'am. I promise.
Okay,
I'll
tell everyone that you do this.
No, no.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, Papa John's Pizza. This is Troy. How can I help you?
Hey, I ordered five pizzas a little bit ago. This is somebody else. And I just want to say they were perfect.
Wait, are you the guy who just called?
I said I'm somebody else. Can you hear me? Am I coming through?
Yeah, I did. I did hear you, but I've only taken two orders tonight.
And
it was one woman who got three pizzas and one guy that got six.
Okay, well, I got five, so I don't know what to tell you. So it sounds like somebody messed up, so maybe I get a free...
I think you're the guy that I delivered six pizzas to that I already agreed to give a free pizza to when he wouldn't get off the phone. Are you that guy?
I think I saw a fucking Reddit post that said if you call Papa John's and are polite to them, they're polite to you, huh? Little tit-for-tat.
Who keeps posting that? Who keeps posting that one?
I don't know. But you're going to make it right.
Ming, 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 ming.
Fuck.
Wait. What the fuck? Oh, Papa John's, this is Troy. How can I help you?
Hi, Troy. You know what? I just wanted to call and say I was just offered a free pizza from you. And I think that's awesome. An incredible customer service. And I'm really happy about it.
You're the woman from before who I offered a free pizza because you wouldn't get off the phone?
Yes, and I thought that was very nice.
Wait a second, wait a second. I'm looking at your address. I've only delivered pizzas to one address tonight. Do you have a husband who also is ordering pizzas
Honey,
and is calling at the same time?
Fuck! He knows. Fuck! Fuck!
That's him.
Fuck!
That's him.
Fuck!
I can hear you.
Fuck!
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 This is why you go with Jets Pizza.
Jets, please,
stop chanting Jets. Please hang up. I have a busy
night. No, you hang up first.
I can't. Papa John's won't let me hang up. Please.
All we're saying is thank you for the free pizza. That was really nice.
Look.
Can we have another free pizza?
Can I level with you?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're the only two people in this town that come to Papa John's, okay? We can't afford to keep giving you free pizzas, but... if you promise tonight to never call here again, only use the online ordering from now on, I will give you a free pizza, one free pizza the next time you both come in.
Can we discuss?
No deal.
Damn it. Fuck. Fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck. Fuck. That's it. That's it. That's it. I'm breaking up with you. I'm breaking up with you. That's it.
No.
Yeah. That's it. You can tell everyone that we broke up on a call to Papa John's.
No.
Yes. That's going to be your story. That's your origin story now. Your
no, let's sit down and talk about this. If you're going to break up with me, let's talk for 4 hours about it.
Don't
unbelievable
it.
You got dumped by a Papa John's call. Unbelievable.
No, Papa John, you are equally as part of this now.
I'm not Papa John. I'm
who
Troy.
Right?
I'm a
Papa
high school.
Was right? Troy, who was right? Troy, who was right?
Is it Todd or Troy?
Wait, your names are Todd and Troy?
No, yeah. Your names are Todd and Troy.
Wait. Look, I don't know. I'm a high school senior. I work at a Papa John's. I just can't hang up until you hang up. I don't know who is right. I can't fix your marriage. One thing I will say is maybe the two of you need to stop calling Papa John's so much and talk to each other.
You can't hang up till we hang up? What are you, Chris Gethard?
That's so nice of you. What a nice
Chris
thing
Gethard.
You did.
Chris Gethard is the manager. He owns this franchise. Papa John's is a franchise store. This one happens to be owned by Chris Gethard.
I love that. That's so nice and cool.
That's fucking hilarious.
Can we have a free
No, he's
pizza?
A really, really good yeah. improviser. He's a really sweet man, but he's an awful, awful boss. I can't stand working for him.
So are we being recorded? Baba booey, baba booey, baba booey. Are we being recorded
yes.
right now?
This is all being recorded. Chris Gethard uses this when he for he just releases these full episodes as podcasts.
Oh,
well, in that case,
yeah.
Neptune.
Bye-bye. Fuck. Fuck. It's not bye-bye. Fuck. You don't. I'm the Patreon. We don't say bye-bye. Fuck. Really similar,
dude. Chris Gethard is going to kill me when he hears this.
Now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rafi or that other young guy. Fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said. And M. Mumley Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4. Hate riddle riddles. Clue crew.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.